Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the Moab community. And grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And welcome to July. In fact, not just July, but the second half of 2017. It, my friends, is a great time to be here, great time to be in business, a great time to be pursuing your missions in business and life. And I got to tell you, I'm pumped, I'm psyched, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be here with you. But listen, as great as it feels to be fired up, we have to realize that life is short. That is a fact, and there's no way around it. Some of the greatest challenges in life is that we cannot know when it's all going to end. It would be great to believe that we're going to be here for hundreds of years. It would be great to believe that we've got all the time in the world. But the fact of the matter is that it's so important to take nothing for granted. Here we are staring down the business end. We're not even staring down the business end. We're in the business end of July. This is a brand new month. You should be pumped and excited about the second half of the year. But how many times have you had that amazing feeling or maybe a great idea? How many times have you been pierced by inspiration, completely shattered to your core, and said, man, this is the greatest breakthrough ever? And then how many times of those inspiring ideas and those moments of feeling great did it all dissolve away? Never to be acted upon. Listen, it's happened to all of us. It's happened to me. It happens to the best. We tell ourselves, oh, I'll get to it later. That'll be the first thing I do when, right? When I have more time, when I have more money, after I file my taxes, after I get in shape, after I X, Y, and Z. We start creating all these barriers, all these conditions. And we say to ourselves, I'll get to it when. But the question is, when is now? When would now be the best time to go out there and do what we know we have to do? The simple fact is that there is a shelf life on inspiration. The reason it feels so great is because now is the time. I've said this before, I've said it many times. If you've ever felt inspired, if you're like, man, this is the great message that I had to hear, the question is, why aren't you acting on it? Why not right this moment take action on that dream that you have? Or take action on that brilliant idea? Have you ever had this experience where you're in the shower, maybe you just got done working out, or maybe it's the first part of your day? You're in the shower and all of a sudden you're like, Eureka, I've got the idea. I know exactly what I'm going to say on my next blog post, my next email, my next message to my client. And you jump out of the shower, you're all excited, you think this is great, and you get ready, you get dressed, you do all these things. You think, oh, I better have a cup of coffee, or I better have a meal, or I better do this. And then you forget that brilliant idea, or you think better of it. You think to yourself, you know what, maybe not such a great idea after all. Why would we do that to ourselves? Why would we second guess our own brilliance and our own genius? Those are questions that we have to ask, because as leaders, we're constantly pushing ourselves to be better. We're constantly pushing the edge of the envelope to see what we're truly capable of. There is no better moment than in the moment where you're fully inspired, and here's why. That is the time when you feel the inspiration at its purest. That's the time before it's had the ability to be molested, polluted, intruded upon by, quote, common sense, or by all the logic that we think we need. All logic is a self-defense mechanism of the ego to keep us safe, to keep us from moving forward. Not because our ego doesn't want us to move forward. It's not some self-defeating type thing necessarily. It could be. It absolutely could be. But more to the case, it's this notion that if we move forward, if we break free of where we are right now, somehow we're leaving the comfort, the comfy confines of what we know to be reality in the way we've built it, as opposed to possibility. You can live in reality. You can look around at your reality right now, because the fact is your results are your reality, and your reality is the byproduct of the decisions you've made, the beliefs that you have, and the actions you've taken. The question is, do you want to live in reality or do you want to live in possibility? Because if you think to yourself, man, you know, the possibility is I could make a whole bunch of money. The possibility is I could be happy and healthy. The possibility is, yeah, I could go out there and build my dream empire. I see other people doing it, but I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I got to get this all this other stuff done first. And pretty soon we start pushing reality in front of possibility. And what do we get more of? We get more of the same. As Einstein said, you can't solve a problem at the same level that it was created. And doing the same thing over and over again is truly the definition of insanity. I think those two brilliant quotes by the same man tell us everything that we need to know about success, period. It's that simple. You can either live in reality, the reality that you've created through your decisions, through your beliefs, and through your actions, or you can create a new reality that lives inside possibility by going out and breaking that mold that we've created for ourselves, by finding that inspiration, feeling that sense of possibility, because that's what it feels like. When we feel inspired, when we're pumped, when we're excited, we think, man, I've come up with this great idea, or I know exactly what I need to do next. Before you have a chance to intrude upon that, to trip yourself up, to talk sense into yourself, that's the time to act on that inspiration. So here's how to act on your inspiration, regardless of the timing, regardless of the conditions, regardless of anything that could possibly be used against you to hold you back. First and foremost, you have to record that inspiration. Keep a pocket notebook. Put it on your smartphone. Create an audio for yourself or a video for yourself. Capture as much as you can and set a reminder to follow up on it as soon as possible. This actually happens to me sometimes in the airplane. I don't know why, but when I'm flying to go to a speaking engagement or flying to meet with a client, I'll be working along, I'll be, you know, kind of doing my work, and out of nowhere, I'll just have this spark of inspiration. Now, it's oftentimes difficult at 40,000 feet to jump up and start taking action on the thing that inspired me, so I create a notepad for myself on my laptop, a little Word document, and I capture as much as I can, maybe upload it to Evernote, and give myself a reminder so it doesn't just sit there in some random file, kind of like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the old guy's taking that crate and putting it in a big warehouse full of other crates that look just like it. Don't let your ideas be in that warehouse. Put it in a place where you can find it and set reminders to yourself to go back and actually do something with the inspiration that you recorded. Next, you got to flight plan it. Now, for those of you that have followed me long enough, you know my book, Flight Plan to Success, so you get it. But it's just like we used to plan our missions as naval aviators. You have to have a systematic approach to actually planning how you can act out on your inspiration. First and foremost, look at the big picture. What would it look like as a finished product? Maybe your inspiration is to write a book. You know, maybe your inspiration is to build a school for kids in some far-off land that are underprivileged or underserved. Maybe it is a vision for what your business looks like, the big picture. You got to ask yourself, what does the finished product look like? Now, this is an important question. I want you to pay close attention to what I'm saying, though. The question is, what does the finished product look like? And not an obsession over the result, but a picture of what the vision that you have. Okay, this is what I mean when I talk about the four things you must have to succeed in life is your vision, your values, your mission, and your why, right? And the big part about your vision is that finished product of what it could, of what it could look like. And so you have to ask that question. Now, here's the problem that most rookies, frankly, and amateurs make, is that they obsess over results, and when they're not getting the results, that's when their emotions allow them to, they allow their emotions to take over, and their emotions own them, as opposed to the other way around. Listen, inspiration is one of the great feelings we have, but inspiration is a combination of emotions. It's a combination of excitement and fear. It's a combination of that feeling of, sometimes elation, sometimes even a little bit of sadness. You can actually be inspired by sadness. So inspiration is an experience more than just an emotion. But the fact of the matter is that when you flight plan the big picture for your dream, you have to take all of that, that finished product, into account. And then ask the question, what do I need to make it happen? What is it you need to make your big inspiration come to life? And it's not okay to say, well, I don't know. It's not enough. In order to make it happen, in order to be a visionary, you've got to get to the core of what it's going to take to make it happen. Just throwing your hands up in the air and saying it's hard or I don't have the answers and it's not working, that's not going to get the job done. It takes another level of being a, you got to be a different level of person in order to get to that point where you start finding solutions as opposed to simply throwing your hands up and saying, I don't have the answers. When you flight plan out your mission, you ask yourself those big questions and you allow the inspiration to stay alive. Because like I said, there is a shelf life to inspiration. Not taking action, you're allowing that inspiration to dissolve, to go away. Next, after you've recorded what the inspiration is and taken the action to plan it out, now you got to actually begin it. Even if all you're doing is research, that's at least a little bit of momentum. If you stay in the research part of the chapter of the book, if that's all you do is do research, then you're just going to stay stuck. It's just one more big circle that you're chasing your tail around. You still have to begin it on some level. Sometimes it does mean doing research. Sometimes it does mean, opening up the Word document and spilling out all the ideas you have and then opening up your browser and starting to research those ideas. But it's better than doing nothing, right? It's better than just having an inspiration and not acting on it. At least in that case, what you've done is you've begun the process. You've begun the process of actually moving the ball forward to take that inspiration from just an experience to an actual tangible thing. Now, once you've begun it, now you got to start sharing it. This is the challenge, okay? So follow me on this. Listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. When you start speaking about your dream or your inspiration or your enthusiasm, when you start speaking it, you breathe life into it. But it's more than just talking about what you're going to do. There's a lot of research that indicates that talking about what you're going to do actually hamstrings your results. It actually trips you up. It actually prevents you from actually accomplishing it. So you got to be very careful about it. But hiding it and keeping it to yourself, that's like suffocating the dream. When you speak about your dream to people that are supportive, speak about your dream to people that have done it before, speak your dream to your coaches and your mentors, it breathes life into the dream itself. That's what I'm talking about sharing it. It doesn't mean sharing it with the entire world necessarily. You got to remember, most people don't care. Their one question is, what's in it for me? But here's the challenge. If you're seeking assistance and accountability, then what happens next is those people who can come to your aid will. If you were on my webinar last week, I was talking about that. Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. By the way, I'm going to be doing an encore of that webinar coming up this Thursday. If you want more information, go to facebook.com/flywithjt. You'll see all the info there. My point is this, is that you have to share it with the right kinds of people. The kinds of people that are going to be supportive, the kind of people that are going to push you a little bit. There are going to be people that might question you, but you want those types of people that question you to be the kind of people who are trying to challenge you to go to that next level. They're not trying to dissuade you from going after it. They're just trying to challenge you and saying, okay, so what is it you're going to do? Stop talking about it and take action on it. And that's the last step. That's the follow through. You see, the inspiration was there for a reason. Find out what that reason is. You won't know until you go after it. A lot of times people say to me, JT, I have this dream. I want to do this, that, and the other thing. But, the timing, the money, all these things aren't right. And I'm like, you're just making excuses. And they know it in their heart. the reason they're not taking the action is sometimes they're afraid that it's going to fail or they're going to fail. Sometimes they fear that if they do succeed, they're going to be disappointed. Or maybe they get rejected. Maybe they're going to lose everything. Or maybe when they succeed, they won't be able to live up to that level of success. The fact of the matter is, you won't know. The only thing that you'll ever know is that you had a sense of inspiration, but you didn't take action on it. And that's a pretty sad, pathetic thing to feel. Instead, what if you felt the inspiration and you acted on it to find out what the reason behind it is, what the purpose behind the inspiration was in the first place? Was it just for you to feel great for a moment in your life? There has to be something more than that. There has to be something deeper than that. But the only way to find out is to take action on it, because the simple reality of life is this: life is short. And when you feel those moments of inspiration, they feel amazing. That's the time when you feel the most alive, and that's the time when you feel closest to the real you. But the cautionary tale is this: there is a shelf life on that inspiration. Do not allow that inspiration to die on the vine. Do not allow that inspiration to shrivel. Instead, pump it full of life. Record it so it doesn't go away. Flight plan it out so that you have the big picture and an actual step-by-step process by which you can go and act on the inspiration. Do something. Begin, even if it's small. Share it. Breathe life into it by speaking it to the people that can and will support you, the people that will challenge you and push you, the people that will hold you accountable. And follow through. Follow through clear to the end. Remember, that inspiration came to you for a reason. Now it's time to find out what that reason is and follow through on it. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.